1963, a vaccine to prevent measles and other diseases was made available to the public. By the year 2000, measles had just about been eradicated. More recent years, we've seen a return and rise of cases of measles. Many dismiss measles as a quote-unquote childhood disease, which will run its course and life can go on. Well, that's not always so. Our first guest is here to bring us a better understanding about measles, how the vaccine is the one simple and safe way to prevent the disease from attacking and, well, quickly spreading. You did not know that, I bet. She is president of the American College of Preventive Medicine, Dr. Mirza Rahman. How are you today, doctor?
Very good. Thank you, Chris. Thanks for having me on the show.
Website to learn more about this and other medical issues, as well as the American College of Preventive Medicine, acpm.org is the website. We have that linked up at our homepage. Just a fast background for you listening. States that are now confirming measles cases, latest reports from the CDC include New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York, places like Florida, Louisiana, Minnesota, Arizona, California, Washington State, among others. Michigan, Indiana's in there too. So, doctor, how much of a concern is this return of measles combined with the case count, at least initially at this point, is coming close to, maybe at this point when we are talking, maybe even has surpassed the total of measles cases for the entirety of last year?
This is a significant problem, Chris. I think what we need to recognize, as you said, is back in 2000, measles had almost been completely eradicated from the United States and had gone down dramatically all across the world. But there are a number of issues that have led to this surge in measles cases. And by 2019, we had over 1,200 cases of measles in the United States. And post-COVID, we're seeing a rise in measles cases because people are either under-vaccinated or they're completely unvaccinated. During the COVID pandemic, a lot of children did not get their measles shots. They have subsequently not gotten caught up on their measles vaccines. And so they're either, as I said, under-immunized, under-vaccinated. And this then, when people travel to areas and come back to the United States, puts these patients at risk. And that's why you're seeing this increase in the cases. In 22, we had 120-plus cases, 23, 58. But even as we speak through the second month of this year, we probably have almost as many cases as we have seen in probably just a few months of last year. So we have 41 cases, according to the CDC, as of February 29th. And, you know, last year we had 58. So this is a significant problem. And the issue with this is that with measles, it's not, as you said, just a simple childhood disease. You know, prior to vaccines in 1963, there were 4 million cases annually of measles in the United States and over 450 deaths. That's almost been completely eradicated with vaccines, but we now have this resurgence.
What is the recommendation as far as a vaccination schedule regarding measles vaccines?
So everybody should get vaccinated. Children, there are two shots that you need to get. Children at 12 to 15 months get the first dose, and then at 4 to 6 years. Now, if people have not had those two vaccines, then they need to speak to their healthcare professional to get vaccinated as soon as possible.
And the vaccine is a once-for-the-lifetime type of vaccine?
When you get those two shots, they protect you for the duration of your life. And these are highly effective vaccines. I know you're in the New Jersey and Pennsylvania area. You know, these vaccines, and in full transparency, I used to work at Merck. These vaccines were developed by this brilliant scientist, Dr. Maurice Hilleman, who was responsible for developing about 40 vaccines. And the mumps, measles, rubella vaccine was licensed in about 1971 or so, I think. And it's prevented essentially millions of cases of measles. And so you get the two shots. They're about 97% effective. And the problem is if you're exposed and you're under-vaccinated or unvaccinated, you have a 90% chance of getting this disease because it's one of the most communicable diseases that we know of.
Doing background for the segment, I saw it varies a little bit depending on the study, but the contamination, should someone spread the disease, can impact an unvaccinated person. That contamination can exist for up to 2 to 3 hours in a specific area.
Yes, and also on the other side, if you look at it on the flip side, if someone or if enough people are vaccinated, there is what's called herd immunity. You're not going to have that virus survive in and around that community. So, yes, if you're in a doctor's office and somebody has traveled abroad and they've come back and they have measles, if you're sitting in that waiting room, pretty much 90% of the people in that waiting room who are unvaccinated are likely to get it.
I'm with Dr. Mirza Rahman, president of the American College of Preventive Medicine. ACPM.org is their website, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. For those who are either by choice of their parents or unknowingly unvaccinated, who among the population is most prone to catching the measles?
Young children, pregnant women, people with immunocompromised because of some diseases they may have, and then the elderly. So we've got to look at the most vulnerable populations and figure out ways of getting them vaccinated, which is why the ACPM has a vaccine confident campaign, which is free to healthcare professionals, the public, to see what are the benefits and risks of vaccination. So people talk a lot about risk of vaccines, but they fail to recognize at the same time the benefits of vaccines, which prevent disease from occurring. It's primary prevention, as we talk about it at the College of Preventive Medicine. And people sometimes fail to make the connection between the disease you're looking to prevent versus essentially what can be rare side effects of vaccines.
If someone's not sure they were vaccinated for the measles, is it safe to get the vaccine? Is there any danger for getting a double dose of vaccines? You might have been vaccinated way back in your childhood, and you're 50 or so now, you're not sure, listening to this or hearing the news reports. And I'm just thinking some people might be cautious, thinking, well, maybe I did get the vaccine. Is it a good idea for me to get it again just in case?
What can be done is going to your healthcare professional, physician, nurse practitioner, or physician assistant, and there can be titers that can be drawn. So they take some blood, see, in fact, if you do have these antibodies. On the other hand, getting another vaccine in a circumstance where people may not know and have been exposed is what would be recommended as the safe and prudent thing to do.
And we look at the impact that measles can have on the unvaccinated. It can range from hospitalization to a disease that involves brain swelling, which if I ever have a choice of how I'm going to lead this life, that's not the way I want to go out. I can speak for myself on that. But as you said, we often think of it as that's, you know, in the parallel with mumps and chickenpox, that's just part of a rite of passage for childhood, and this too shall pass. Well, maybe your child might pass if you're unaware or believe a lot of the, I'll be polite and say, misinformation that for people that use social media as a resource for their medical guide as opposed to medical professionals.
Absolutely. When we talk about measles, as I said, if we don't have the measles vaccine, about 4 million cases, basically the number of kids born in the U.S., all of them will get it. And of those, about 450 will die. So the worst thing about measles is that if a child or somebody who is unvaccinated gets it, they're under risk of death. Obviously, hospitalizations can occur in the thousands. You talked about the brain infection. We called it an encephalitis, an infection swelling of the brain, things like pneumonia, diarrhea. And the other thing to know is that if you get measles, it decreases your immunity over the long term and increases your risk for other severe infections in that time period. So this is not just something that is a minor childhood disease. This is a serious infection that can cause death.
Which is why these numbers from the Pew Research Center, as we wrap up here, are concerning, to say the least. The question was the preventative health benefits of it's called the MMR vaccine, technically, it are high, medium, or low. The high ratio on October 19th, preventative health benefits, 78% of the people responded with that. More recent poll from March 2023, that number went down to 72%. That's not the direction we need to go, mom and dad, because you love your child. You say you want to protect them from the world outside. Well, one of those ways is through safe, proven, scientifically developed vaccines, which is what the MMR, better known as the measles vaccine, provides your child with. That's safety from a deadly health risk that is not necessary to have happen in the life of your child. Learn more about the American College of Preventive Medicine. The website is acpm.org. She is their president, Dr. Mirza Rahman. Doctor, thanks so much for educating the people today on the simple steps it takes to help avoid a lot of bad situations when it comes to the measles, and really with vaccines, a lot of other illnesses. Thank you for being here today.
You're most welcome, Chris. And for folks, as we listen to vaccines and talk about it, remember vaccines are not just for children. They're also for adults. And we need to make sure that adults also get vaccinated against flu, shingles, and, of course, COVID. Take care and thank you very much.